all the news today?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Hey, how you doing today? I'll tell you, I have another great guest lined up this morning, and I haven't talked to this gentleman in at least, well, I guess it's been about a year, actually. So I'm real excited that he's able to come back on the show with me this morning. He is one of the original fighters in this fight against United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, and he has been working fervently. He has got a masterful website with tons of information. I link to his website. In fact, when we hand out handouts, his website is one of the websites that is listed on the handout for people to go and look at. And it's so filled with information. Everything you need to know about UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is up on his website. I want to give out the number this morning for you to call in if you have questions for my guest. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. I want to say hello to everybody out there listening all across the country and those of you who are listening throughout the world, because I know I've got people who call in from Australia and England and El Salvador. So people are tuning into the truth all over the world, because it truly is the truth that will set all of us free. And I want to say a special hello to the people in Dallas on our latest station, which is KHFX 1140 AM. Hiya, Dallas. Anyway, I'm real excited. I want to bring my guest on right away because it's so important that you get every second you possibly can listening to what this gentleman has to say. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw, and his website is called, his group is called Freedom Advocates, and his website is freedomadvocates.org. Please go there. Please, 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 I beg of you, you must get involved in this fight. You can no longer sit on the sidelines, because if you choose to do that, then you are choosing to enslave yourself. So I want to welcome Michael this morning. How are you, Michael? It's been a long time.
You're on your show, and I'm glad you're spreading the word, because the word is certainly beginning to sink into a much broader base of the American people. Of course, that's what has to happen. Otherwise, we can expect to be totally controlled from cradle to grave in a world with very many fewer human beings.
Well, you know, it must make you feel pretty good, Michael, that you're kind of being vindicated in a sense now that there's a lot more people waking up to this, so they can't keep accusing all of the people who are waking up of wearing tinfoil hats as they so love to do. So I would think that must be kind to make you feel good a little bit, I would think.
Well, I've never, at least to my face or in print, been despoiled that way. It's difficult, I think, if you really understand Agenda 21 and you put out information, as we do with Freedom Advocates, it's very difficult for them to call you a tinfoil hat, because the facts are simply there. They don't want to bring attention to somebody who's got the information down. And so consequently, we're just ignored, and that's fine with us. We're ignored by everybody except those who, in increasing numbers, who are waking up to say, something is wrong in America. Something is really wrong in America. What is it, and how do we change it? And, of course, what it is the globalist attack upon this country. And I've probably gone in my discussion from being focused on Agenda 21 to talking about globalism and its attack upon America. The action plan for a world order, that is the action plan for implementing globalism, is Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. So you can't get around the necessity of understanding what this is. But if you start from the perspective that the world is being taken over and America is being taken down, why is it? What is it that drives that? You know, that's when you jump smack into Agenda 21. But laying that predicate is important, because then we begin to see it in its broad picture and begin to understand what its consequences, broadly applied, become. And, of course, that's very distressing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time, when I'm on the treadmill, I'm actually listening to all of the radio show recordings you have on your website, Michael. So it's been said, there's such a wealth of information on there. It's just really incredible. And I encourage people listening to go to your website, freedomadvocates.org. Please go there. Listen, you can have radio shows you can download onto your little MP3 player and get some exercise, because you're going to have to be strong in this battle we're in. So you might as well kill two birds with one stone, learn something, get a little exercise. And there's videos that you can watch. There are handouts on there that you can hand out. There's a ton of stuff. I send this stuff out all the time to people, Michael. And I'm so glad that you put this stuff out there. I know you've been in this fight for, what, at least 10 years or better now?
Yeah, 11 or 12, yeah. You know, I mean, I think I was thinking about these things for at least a decade prior to that, but I didn't know about Agenda 21, and that's even though I sat on the local Agenda 21 committees here in Santa Cruz, California, back in the mid-90s. And, you know, these notions were so nutty. I came back to the Resource Conservation District, where I was a board member, and had been encouraged by some people to attend these Agenda 21 local Agenda 21 meetings held up in the mountains in Santa Cruz. So I went to these meetings and was on the Biodiversity Committee, and it was bizarre. I mean, these were strange people saying very strange things. You know, things like Mother Earth should never be scratched, and that all people should live in tightly packed communities, and that the areas surrounding cities should be left open for animals. I came back to the RCD and I said, these guys are fruitcakes. I mean, they are the real nuts, and they're up in the mountains. I wouldn't worry about it one bit, because this was just too crazy to be of any concern to anybody.
Hang on, Michael. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Don't go away. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw, so hang in there.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number to do that is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, everybody, if you have a small business or a service that you would like to advertise on this network, I suggest you do so. We reach all kinds of people all over the place, and the way to continue to have the truth redistributed is to put your money where your mouth is and actually do something to stand up for yourself and stand up for freedom, because it is going to take the work of all of us together to make that happen. We don't have any tax-exempt foundations like the Rockefellers or the Carnegies or the Fords or so on and so forth funding us. We don't have those people who are really planning on enslaving us doing anything to benefit us. So the way to make that happen, listen, if you want to donate to the network, you can do that. The address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can buy a product. You can advertise your business or service. Put your money where your mouth is. I can tell you, and I mentioned this before, there was a fellow who just passed away here in the Philadelphia area who had a business selling, he sold cheesesteaks, Gino's cheesesteaks, and he spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars putting his money where his mouth was. He bought advertising time on local radio stations here, and he talked about illegal immigration. He was opposed to it, and so he put his money where his mouth is. So listen, you want freedom? There's no free lunch in life. Everything comes with a price tag. It's just inevitable. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw. He is the founder of the organization called Freedom Advocates. Their website is freedomadvocates.org. When we went to break, Michael, you were saying you were involved with these boards, and the stuff they were proposing just seemed so outrageous. Logically, you'd say, well, that's never going to happen. These people are just nut jobs.
Well, that's exactly what I came back and said. This isn't going to happen. These are nutty people. And I went along still trying to discover what was wrong with America's Trust. And I'm talking about the 1990s. It was apparent to me that the financing policies were off the mark, and that foreign policy and war activities made no sense. And the country was simply falling the wrong direction, and nutty people were being elected to office everywhere. So I came back, though, and I said to the Resource Conservation District, don't worry about it. And then in the year 2000, a woman in town brought me a set of documents. And this set of documents was from the World Bank. It was endorsing Agenda 21 and talking about the participation of multinational corporations in what's called public-private partnership. And of course, I knew that instantly from my days in grammar school, that public-private partnership meant economic fascism. And so this really turned my head. I could see then that this Agenda 21, what I'd been sucked into the mountains for, was something that was really embraced worldwide as an action plan for bringing world government. So I digested that, Maggie, and I must admit I got sick for about 12 days.
This had
massive implications, and I could see that pretty readily. Well, I haven't been sick since. Once you swallow this pill, and it's a tough pill to swallow, to recognize that our political leaders from both parties are committed to one thing, all of them at the high levels, otherwise they can't get their high offices, and that is for the implementation of the policies of sustainable development. So it immediately became apparent to me that the American people needed to know what this was. And so myself and other people here in my little town, my little beach town, have gathered together, and we've been working hard for a long time. And my efforts now have been solely directed toward helping to get this word out. And fortunately, over the last year or so, the ball has really begun to grow. Many, many people now understand Agenda 21. And if we keep moving like this, I can say that there is some chance we can restore freedom to this country. But, of course, to do that, there's going to be some pain, because we're living with a monetary system that was designed to bring us to globalism. Agenda 21 comes out of the international monetary system that totally strangles America today and thinks it holds its future in its hands. And, of course, what we've got to do is break out from the monetary system, reject everything globalist, and return to a country where every individual can pursue a life that is their own. And that's what drives me, what drives those of us at Freedom Advocates, and increasingly, I think, is something that the American people are beginning to accept and hold dear.
Well, you know, my friend and I, I guess it must have been about a year ago now, we're going to the county commissioner meetings and trying to draw attention to the fact that they had signed the contract with ICLEI and they were involved in this agenda. And, of course, you know, there was just she and I, and they were, at first they denied that they were involved with it. Oh, we didn't sign any contract with ICLEI, never heard of it kind of thing. And we would keep going every other week when they met. We'd keep going and we'd keep telling them stuff. And no matter what they said, we'd keep bringing it up. And they laughed at us and mocked us out. And, you know, we were the object of ridicule. And then one meeting, the one guy stood up and he said, well, yeah, we did sign this contract. And, of course, then, you know, he had said like several weeks prior to that, oh, no, they didn't. And then they said, oh, well, we've allowed it to lapse, which I know that there are a lot of areas around the country where I see, you know, this group has gotten the ICLEI contract canceled, or they've allowed it to lapse, or they've prevented them from signing it. But to me, it's just a bait and switch, because even though here in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, they no longer have this ICLEI contract, a signed ICLEI contract, they are still implementing all the tenets of sustainable development here anyway. So that's one of the things that I know a lot of people focus on, but I think that people can't lose sight of the fact that that's just one step. Getting rid of the contract is just one step.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a whole epidemic across the country right now of cities telling citizens precisely what you were told, and that is, no, we don't have a contract. In fact, we're being told that right now in Santa Cruz, which was one of the original contractees with the ICLEI organization. And Port Townsend, Washington's got the same dynamic. And so enough cities, under the pressure of citizens like yourself, have withdrawn from the ICLEI contract, have done so because they were induced into these contracts. The people that were induced into the contract didn't really know what they were doing. And once attention was brought to it, there were people who appropriately dropped ICLEI like a hot potato. But then many, many other ICLEI cities are hiding behind the notion, oh, we canceled our contract. We no longer have a contract.
Yeah.
And I can tell you there's a pattern there, and you've hit on the pattern straight on, and that is that cities lie about this subject, and they will continue to. And the other fact is that even if they do withdraw from ICLEI, precisely as you said, the policies are infested into your community. The policies continue unless there is a directive from ordinary citizens that all the policy be purged from your community. So people need to understand in this battle against ICLEI that that's sort of an opening salvo in the battle. It doesn't win the war by a long, long shot, but it begins to educate your community. It's nice if a little muss is made about ICLEI, with the city defending itself and proclaiming they didn't enter into any contract, et cetera, and bring this issue to the attention of the people, because you can always demonstrate the policies in these ICLEI towns that prove the implementation of Agenda 21. So, you know, use ICLEI as a good example to alert people. But there are some other steps that are absolutely necessary. We're going to talk about some of them today. But citizens shouldn't give up on the importance of making the community aware of these ICLEI contracts with fellow local citizens. But if you kick ICLEI out, your job is just beginning. It's certainly not over.
No, not at all. Michael, we've got a caller, so let's grab this caller real quick before we go on, okay?
Sure.
We've got John in Michigan. Hi, John. How are you today?
Good morning, Maggie and Michael. I have a couple of stories that you'll be interested in. We have an ICLEI city, Traverse City, in northern Michigan, and I wish if you could explain to people in your audience what ICLEI stands for. That's something I think that could be helpful.
Well, ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It also calls itself Local Government for Sustainability.
ICLEI, right, that should raise the hair on people's necks.
International. It sure should.
And also, Michael, you've helped us here in northern Michigan in Antrim County years back. This county was trying to establish the first countywide wetlands ordinance, and we traced it back to the UN Agenda 21. And John Stattmiller, who is the owner of the station that we're on, and his wife Sandra visited our area twice in 2 years, and were effective and involved in helping get this exposed to the local people. We're just a small county, and they attacked this area. It's loaded with real wonderful water, and it's the home of Michael Moore. I've given Michael Moore all this information too. It's not like he's not aware unaware of any of the stuff that's talked on this station here. But Agenda 21 is just everywhere, and we got it exposed finally that it was being facilitated by outside people, and it's very important for people to take Michael serious because it is happening everywhere, and I think a lot of this TSA harassment at the airports is another reason to get people not to travel. Joan Vion, do you know who she is, Michael?
Sure.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she passed away a couple of years ago, but I talked with her before she passed away, and we talked for years on Agenda 21, and she says that that's one of the reasons that the one of the reasons the gas prices are being increased, and also this harassment to keep people in a position where they don't want to travel and into these sustainable communities. And her website is excellent, too, for resources, Michael. You probably used her site before, too. I don't know if you want me to give it on air.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, go right ahead, John.
It's womensgroup.org. That's W-O-M-E-N-S group.org. And she went to over 100 U.N. meetings in her lifetime and around the world and started exposing this. And she wrote a book about Prince Charles being a sustainable prince, which is a great source, too. Here in Michigan, in Detroit, Al Gore had an Agenda 21 meeting in 1998, I believe, or 99, the largest one in the world. It was a world meeting, and it's being implemented just as fast as they can throughout the whole world and country, and people just have to wake up to what Michael is saying here and Maggie is trying to get out and go to those websites and do go to your meetings because it's on record that we addressed the meeting. We had to threaten the commissioners here with arrest. We went to the gentleman that did the research went to Justice of the Peace, I believe it was, and got a arrest warrant for the prosecuting attorney, all the commissioners, and the Michigan State Police were addressed by those people, and they said we have no jurisdiction here. What those people are doing is totally responsible, and they can do it. And so that's when they decided not to address this countywide wetlands ordinance, where they couldn't even describe what a wetland was. If some area held water after a rain, that's what's going to be included in it. So
yeah,
it's very,
yeah,
very invasive and very controlling, and it does have to be exposed. Check your ICLEI city and see. This is a very true group that is very invasive, and all these terms, traffic calming, farmland preservation, sustainable development, all of it is tied to this treaty that Bush Sr. signed in South America, I believe, in 1992, and never been ratified by Congress, and is just totally being implemented without any type of jurisdiction or control, but because it's a UN treaty, and they want complete control over everything.
Well, John, that is a good summary. One important point is a little misleading. That is this: the treaty, according to the originators of this document, the treaty is not really a treaty. It's a new invention coming from the United Nations called a soft law treaty, which means, our signers do not take this home and get it ratified and make it law. Our signers simply take it home and begin to implement its policy. And so
Michael, hang on, Michael. John, thanks for calling. Hang on, Michael. We got to go to break. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, if you'd like to get in contact with me, there's a contact button on my website, is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest Michael Shaw's website on mine on the tab entitled podcast. I will have a link to his website, which is freedomadvocates.org. There's already a link on my website on the right side of the main page. There's a list of websites, and his is amongst those. Please go to his website. Tons of information. Everything you wanted to know is up there. Handouts to help you, stuff to give to politicians. You name it, it's up there. Please go. Start listening. Start reading. You need to get up to speed with what's happening around you, unless, of course, you're content with the idea of being a slave. And I doubt if that's going to work too well for very many people, if anyone at all. So I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening, especially to KHFX 1140 AM Dallas. And hey, everybody in Dallas who hears my voice, you need to get into the groove here. And you need to, if you got a business or service, advertise on this network, because this is the network that's redistributing the truth, like I like to say, one word at a time. So my guest this morning is Michael Shaw. He is the founder of the organization called Freedom Advocates, their website, freedomadvocates.org. When we went to break, Michael, you were talking about the treaty. It was not a treaty. It was what's known as soft law. in 1992. So if you want to finish that clarification, that would be great, please.
Okay. Well, soft law doesn't require ratification. It requires no legislation at all. And what President Bush did, followed by President Clinton when he established the President's Council for Sustainability in 1993, between Bush and Clinton, they infused every federal agency with Agenda 21 policy. I said that on a phone on a radio interview last week, and the host immediately went to his start page and he put in Department of Agriculture and Agenda 21, and located at the Department of Agriculture website was 221 references to Agenda 21.
Yeah.
And every federal agency is the same way. This is how it got spread to the states. The federal agencies required impositions on the states to fulfill Department of Interior or Department of Housing and Urban Affairs or to the Department of Labor or Department of Agriculture. Every federal department has its Agenda 21 protocol laid out in its regulations and in its whole framework. And so once that happened, you began to see that every state had a governor who supports Agenda 21. There isn't a governor in this country that doesn't support Agenda 21. I have great hope for Rick Scott down in Florida. But other than that, there's no governor in this country who does anything but implement Agenda 21. And then you get down to the county levels, and it gets even more complicated. Because what most citizens do not know is that we have four layers of government in this country. We have the federal government, the state government, the regional government. Nobody knows about the regional government in America. And we have local government. But this regional level of governance, unconstitutional as it is, mandated by the federal government, covers every square inch of ground in America. And it's broken into these regional outfits called MPOs or COGs. Now, an MPO is a Metropolitan Planning Organization. Every city with 50,000 or more is connected somehow to an MPO. Now, a COG is a Council of Government, otherwise known as COG, Council of Government. Now, between these two federally created organizations, every square inch of America is covered. Now, these regional organizations tell your city, tell your county, tell your water boards and your school board what their boundaries are. It tells your city what its land use policies must be. In other words, local government has become totally dependent on this alternate, I call it Soviet, system of government. When it came to California, Ronald Reagan said, oh, we need this. We need to replace our horse and buggy system of local government with a new federalized regionalist plan. You see, it doesn't matter if you're a liberal, a conservative, a Republican, or a Democrat. If you are in high places, you support the underlying policies of Agenda 21, or you simply do not get your party's support. And that's why we're in trouble today.
I'm glad you brought up the MPOs, Michael, because I wanted to talk about those a little bit. What are some of the strategies here where I am? It seems to be 9 and 7 seems to be the magic number, at least what I've found out so far, and I could be entirely wrong. The number of counties that belong to this Metropolitan Planning Organization here outside of Philadelphia, and it's called the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. Now, I spoke with somebody in Florida, and they told me, well, that down there it seems to be that they are including 7 counties. I don't know how they decide. I guess it really doesn't make any difference anyway. But when we've gone talked to them, they try to claim, well, they don't have any authority. They just offer suggestions, because there were several of us who attended one of their lie meetings, their hustle meetings, and this was part of the lies that they were telling us, that, well, we don't have any authority. We just offer suggestions. And what are some of the strategies you think that people can employ locally to try to put blocks to stop some of the stuff that they're doing? Michael, what kind of suggestions do you have for that? How do we go about, what's the best tactic? Is there a best tactic?
Well, I think the tactic is still at the stage where you've got to cause more people to understand what's going on. And that's what our what we call neighborhood tools are useful for. Whether they come in a video, audio, or print package, people just need to begin to understand what Agenda 21 is, how it is that both the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, even the Libertarian Party, and certainly the Green Party are all major supporters of this globalist regime. And we need to understand the bureaucracy is going to fight at every step. So if you're one person in one community and you go down and begin to rail about your MPO, they're simply going to ignore you. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to mock you, and they're going to isolate you. You got to develop a team of people who are understanding of this stuff, who are committed to spreading this word. And once the word spreads sufficiently, and it doesn't mean you've got to have 50% of the population. If you get 10% of the population understanding this stuff, the city council has to surrender and fess up. Until then, they're going to lie their way through. We've seen that pattern everywhere. It's tough to get a liar to stop lying when they hold all the forces of power. You know, when they control the police department, when they control the district attorney. Because we're talking with Ickley. We're talking about constitutional violations of the highest order. This is treason. Yes. Under Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. And they'll mock you for claiming that. But they know it's the case, and they know that once enough people understand that...
Hang on, Michael. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. We shall return in 2 minutes, everybody, so don't go away. Quickly.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you would like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number to do so is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw. He is the founder of the organization called Freedom Advocates. Their website is freedomadvocates.org. Please go there. Tons and tons and tons of information on his website. You need to go there. You need to become involved. You need to stand up and fight back. You can't let the schmucks sell you down the river because that's exactly where they intend to take you, and it's off the, over right over Niagara Falls. You're going to be drowning in this stuff that they're implementing. When we went to break, Michael, you were talking about the goal right now is to wake enough people up, and it seems to me, I mean, that's what I've been trying to do with this radio show, for the last year, the focus of my show has been just bringing on people like yourself who are a wealth of information and have been, you know, in this battle fighting against this and trying to get people to wake up locally. And you know, one of the things I find, Michael, is people say, well, you know, I don't want, I've got kids in college, you know, I don't want to get in trouble, or, you know, my husband's job, that whole kind of mindset. And it's such a counterproductive, it's such a self-defeating mindset, because if you don't put yourself out there, they're going to win.
Well, there's no question that's the case. If Americans continue to sit by, this is not a recent phenomenon, the attack on America. I mean, we can easily go back to 1913 when the Federal Reserve was established and other massive changes were instituted in the Wilson presidency. The income tax was created then, et cetera. And so this has been building for a long time. And, you know, I'm 62 years old. My father, you know, he told me about a year before he died, he said, you know, Michael, he was a good, I thought, red-blooded American type. He said, Michael, he said, we lost our freedom here in America in the early 1930s, and we haven't been, we've been pretending to think we're free ever since then.
Yeah.
I think that's a good insight coming from my dad.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not a recent phenomenon. It's been going on for a long time. Americans have been putting up with it. If we continue to put up with it much longer, our children will become serfs to this new world order, a new world order where unalienable rights are not recognized politically anywhere on Earth, which means that human beings are relegated to the status of livestock, ruled by an elite that has all control and capacity with technology to monitor every step you make. And that's what we're fighting about today. You know, we see Agenda 21. I'll break it into three simple categories. Its first objective is the abolition of private property. Not in a fell swoop, but step by step. Things like creating wetlands in a northern Michigan county that cover the entire county, meaning that the government intends to strip those landowners of their beneficial rights to the use and enjoyment of their land. And, of course, that's happening everywhere. And when you're talking about places like northern Michigan or central California, the food basket of America, we're talking about the implementation of the Wildlands Project, one of the land use programs of Agenda 21. And under the Wildlands Project, half of America is given over to the animals, where human beings are not allowed to be and where resources cannot be extracted. The goal is to create shortages. The shortages have begun today, whether it's electricity or water. The effort with power companies and water companies to reduce access to water and power ought to be very clear to everyone in America today, because it's happening everywhere under Agenda 21 protocol. So this Wildlands Project is the real bane of modern America, and yet we sit quietly by while so-called environmental protections are used to squeeze landowners out. If you live in a city and you think a rural landowner can be squeezed out and it will have no effect on you, you better think again, because everything you have in the city comes from rural land. And if rural lands are put off limits, cities are going to wither. People are going to die.
There's, you know, I say this to people on the air all the time, Michael. I had some tomatoes I grew in the garden, and of course it was totally organic. Nothing sprayed on them, nothing. Well, about 80% of the tomatoes were eaten by bugs. So if I have a 20% success rate on growing crops using all of this so-called sustainable development ideology, you're going to see a significant number of people starve to death, aren't you? Of course, we know that's what they want, but when you stop and think about these different things that they're trying to tell you and make you do, you can see the end game here. You can see how these different strategies that they employ will actually end up killing people.
Well, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, one of the three documents that comprise Agenda 21, actually calls on page 773 for a reduction in human population from 7 billion to 1 billion people. This is the official United Nations Agenda 21 protocol, which has been signed on to by 178 nations. that is to reduce population if the world is to remain industrialized at all, from 7 billion to 1 billion. As an alternative, this same document says that if all human beings are made into peasants, that the world, the ruling elite, then, would allow the world to support 4 to 5 billion people. So that's the choice, you know, the devil's choice given to us by the agents of Agenda 21, which include our entire federal government, is that we can live in an industrialized society with an 85% reduction in human population, or we can go through a 20 to 30% reduction if we all become peasants.
Yeah.
That's their word, not mine, straight out of the book.
You know, that makes me think of what Maurice Strong, who had said about the only hope for the planet was that the industrial nations collapse, and it was their obligation to bring that about. Pretty amazing stuff that what these people, what their whole mindset is, and the fact is that they're succeeding on the implementation of these ideologies. That's even more amazing, but we've had our head in the sand. I know I did for the majority of my life. I mean, I would get an inkling here or there, but I never put the pieces together. So.
Well, it's become pretty easy to do that today, and quite consequential if we don't. But the good news, as we made several references to, is that people are beginning to wake up. Many cities are under pressure for their ICLEI membership.
Hang on, Michael, because we've got to go to break real quick. We'll be back, everybody. It's another quick two-minute break. We shall return, so don't go away. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw. His group is Freedom Advocates. Their website, freedomadvocates.org. Michael, would you talk a little bit about smart growth? And one of the things that I wanted you to talk about specifically is the settlements. I'm reading something that you have on your website, one of the handouts. It's your white paper website handout. And it talks about how these smart growth transit villages, these little feudalistic little villages, human settlements will be stuck in. And they'll be distinguished from one another by how productive or useful the citizens are for society. So describe that a little bit, if you would, please.
Well, smart growth is developing itself in several ways in different places, but South Carolina provides a good example, because there, these human settlement or smart growth enclaves are being built to different standards around the state. There is identified the upscale productive citizen enclave, which will be fit with the kinds of amenities that you would expect for that group of society. And then there will be a workers' town where the workers will live and work. And then there is the those people that don't particularly have a role in this new society, and those just sort of be plugged out into the shanty town, again designed to smart growth lifestyle, which means that there really are no accommodations for cars. The goal of smart growth, which is the human population element of the land use plan of Agenda 21, calls for people to be stacked and packed into these smart growth settlements and placed in what's called walkable communities, meaning you can get everything you need with a walk. And these various smart growth enclaves will be connected by public transportation corridors. No longer the ordinary citizen getting in his individual automobile and propelling himself somewhere. You know, you've got to remember that under this new land use plan, you're not allowed on most of the landscape, because that's part of the wildlands. It's reserved for the animals and the natural resources that are to be untapped by man. And so the whole idea of smart growth, which is in every city's policy manual today, and that comes because they're either a member of ICLEI or they're associated with the ICLEI membership, because a town three towns over is a member of ICLEI, and as a result, the ICLEI organization gets into the regional apparatus, which would include the MPOs and the COGs, but the regional air or water or transportation organizations that exist in your town. And so the coordination is there for the creation of this new world. And of course, to bring us into that, we've got to be put under pressure. And so that pressure comes from a myriad of opportunities if you are an internationalist. It comes because of our trade policy. Our trade policy makes sure that the American standard of living is being reduced to the average world norms. And to do that, of course, you got to drive the unemployment rate up. Well, they've done a good job of that, and they're going to continue to do a good job of that. And I'll contend none of that would exist if we didn't have decades now of trade policy that surrenders our trade policy to international organizations like the World Trade Organization. Those American sovereignty.
I agree with you, Michael. That's the first thing. Not the first thing. There's so many things that rank as first. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 60 seconds, and we'll be back.